This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today, Rick Cesari. He's a co-founder of Cesari Ignite, direct response advertising pioneer, best-selling author, professional keynote speaker, strategic branding expert. Rick, welcome to our show today.
Hey, it's great to be here.
A lot of times we see clients that are working on new customer acquisition all the time, but not working on keeping and retaining the ones that they have already.
And right, and
you
that's
can't
and
always
that's
burn the... through all of your target base.
Oh, absolutely. And you know this from being in marketing, that it's much more expensive to try to create a new customer than to retain an existing customer. And that's also how you build the brand, is just basically making the customer happy at every possible customer touch point with your business and product. And a very simple, and I'll give you an example of delivering more value. There's a couple ways of doing it. You know, when we would sell an initial tub of OxiClean, we might have promised a 12-ounce container in the advertising, but then we would kind of a little bit supersize it into a 14-ounce container, plus put free samples of some of the other OxiClean products like the Kaboom tub and tile cleaner or Orange Glow furniture polish in the box, which enabled us to do cross-marketing, but the people were really receiving more product than they thought, and so they were happy when they opened that box that they got in the mail. You know, with the George Foreman grill or the juicer, we used to include free recipe books to help people create great recipes. Just little added extras like that that are unexpected that give people a pleasant surprise. And then, like you said, people always underestimate word of mouth advertising. And if you can create a happy customer, they're likely to tell two or three or four of their friends about your product, and that's how you start to grow.
Give me number four.
Number four for me is always listen to your customers. You want to build that, just like you mentioned earlier, you want to build that long-term relationship with your customer. If they were already in the marketplace and had some sales, the very first thing I would do is call up 10 to 20 customers, existing customers that had paid money for the product, and sit down and interview them. And I would find out just in the conversation, talking with them, exactly what they liked about the product, what they didn't like, things that they might want to improve. And I was looking at it from the standpoint of what trends would develop that I would see in the answers. And after talking to about 15 or 20 people, you would always see some similar things. And then I would use that in the marketing of the product, because the people would tell you exactly what they liked about it and what they didn't like. And the things they didn't like, you could overcome those objections in your marketing materials.
Derek Champagne here. So many exciting things happening in 2019. Join us. Visit DerekChampagne.com.